Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the NAFCD meeting in New Orleans, and I'm with Dunn Raspberry, the incoming president for the NAFCD. Dunn, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You actually wear two hats. Not only do you have this role on the board, but you also are the director of flooring with A&M Supply, right?
Yes, sir. I am.
And that's based in Marietta?
Based in Tampa, Florida, and Marietta. We have 11 branches in 8 states.
Okay. Before we get into your role with the organization, let's talk a little bit about your background. I guess you actually grew up in the flooring business, didn't you?
I did. My dad started with Cabin Craft Carpets. I lived in Dalton, Georgia in the late 60s, and then grew up, finished my education in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And this A&M Supply is in floor covering and in cabinets, but actually probably bigger in cabinets.
It is. It's the fifth largest Formica countertop distributor in the country, and it's big in all the commercial aspects of building cabinets.
How long has it been around?
Almost 70 years. I started with the company about 10 years ago. The flooring part of the company was just starting. They'd been in the interior building materials for many years and felt like that the flooring fit their infrastructure and was a good way for them to have a little bit more explosive growth than their incremental growth they were having because they'd been around for so long.
And what brands do you have in flooring?
We have Fusion, we have Hemisphere, we have Tight Bond, and we have Next Floor. But our biggest brand is actually our private label program called Artisan Mills.
So let's move to this role. You said one of the comments from the stage this morning is you felt kind of bad when you stepped onto the board because you're the oldest guy in the room.
Yeah, it was. You know, Tory Jakel was the president when I started, and he was a much younger man. And in fact, everybody that's been president before me in my time on the board has been younger. But it's nice to have a guy with maybe a little bit more experience, a little older in this position now. But I'm going to be turning it over to a much younger man next time. So it's just a one-time thing.
All right. So as president, you look at the size of your group. I've come here encouraged. I know you were in Dallas last year. Looks like the group continues to get bigger, right?
2019 was a banner year in a lot of different ways for NAFCD in terms of revenue, in terms of membership growth, in terms of the show itself and the convention. And it just goes to show you that distribution is vibrant and alive and well in 2019, 2020 going forward.
I find that very interesting because if you start talking to the big suppliers in the business, and even to some of the big buying groups, we're all scratching our heads saying the economy's great, the stock market's great, unemployment is where it is. I mean, everything's aligned for an excellent year, and it's been somewhat of a soft year, but distributors are having a good business.
They are, and actually, we were up more than double digits last year. I think it's because it's our proximity to our customers, it's our logistics model, it's a lot of the value add that we can do that other companies that come from the outside of our market areas and maybe don't have quite the ability to reach the customers in the way distribution can.
So you talked from the stage today about turbulent times. Tell us what you meant by that.
Well, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now. Looming economic uncertainty. We're in an election year. The tariff situation, the trade war with China. Just the way that distribution is changing. When you think in terms of the big distribution companies like Amazon, how does traditional distribution fit into that model and add value? Guys like me, we have to figure out how we take all the personal parts of traditional distribution and make it work in this new technology-filled world.
That's another thing you said from the stage was that it's difficult to be a distributor in an Amazon world.
It is because it raises customers' expectations. They're used to being able to order something and have all the Amazon feedback, all the logistics, all that kind of stuff. And sometimes that's just not feasible when you're shipping 12 feet of carpet or big pallets of flooring.
But also, I think in Amazon, you feel like you're almost connected to the supply. Distribution is another layer, but it's real encouraging to be here with this group to hear that you're growing.
There's no question, and I think there's a lot of lessons we can learn from Amazon and apply them to our business. Now, it won't be a direct correlation, but I think there's a lot of good things that they do that apply to what we do and that can add value for our customers.
Can you quantify the size of this group? How many distributors are in this group now?
We are right at about 85, and that's up from last year. And this will probably, by the time all said and done, this will probably be our biggest attendance year ever.
Another thing that's interesting is the number of first-timers that are here on both the distributor side and supply side.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we had 30 brand new supply members at this event. So, and that's more than we've ever had. We sold out this event for the first time in its history. And so, no, everything looks really good for this event and for flooring distribution.
you said something a minute ago, and I want to key in on it. You said, you know, we have our own private label brand, and almost everybody here has their own private label brand. And I think one of the reasons we're having some of these suppliers come over from Europe that are here, from all these other parts of the world, is because they want to participate in some of those private label programs.
Well, there's no question. Private label offers a lot of benefits to distribution. I don't have to worry about territory. I don't have to worry about a vendor dropping something that I'm not prepared for or adding something I'm not prepared for because I'm in control of the line. We're in control of where we take it. We're in control of the marketing. We're in control of the product. And that's very beneficial on a lot of different levels in our situation.
So at A&M Supply, do you carry all the categories?
I do. I carry everything but ceramic tile and roll carpet.
In that hard surface category, in price point wise, are you selling a full range there?
Yeah, I sell everything from glue down LVT, well under a dollar, up to rigid LVT, branded rigid LVT that's well over $3. So yes, we're covering the full range in that category.
And what's the trend right now in products?
It's like everything else right now. Rigid LVT, SPC, WPC is leading everything. It's real interesting because we got word this week that the tariff situation might be changing on us, so our price structure could be changing, which could do a couple of different things, but I choose to look at it in a positive way and think it's going to lower our cost basis and then widen even more broadly the appeal for this product.
What do you hope to accomplish as the leader of this organization next year?
Well, we hope to have double-digit growth again, and we hope to expand our footprint farther into the Carolinas and the North Atlantic.
All right, Dunn, great to talk to you again. Been talking to Dunn Rasberry, the president-elect of NAFCD and the director of flooring for A&M Supply, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.